Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News Beirut.
I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said after his latest talks with Russia's foreign minister that Moscow would face a swift, severe, and united response if it invades Ukraine. Blinken said after the Friday talks in Geneva that Washington had agreed to provide written comments to Russia after Moscow demanded security guarantees, including a pledge that Ukraine will never be able to join NATO. He described the talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov intended to reduce tensions that have risen since Russia moved troops near Ukraine's border as frank and useful. Western states fear Moscow is planning a new assault on Ukraine after sending in forces into the former Soviet Republic in 2014 to annex the Crimea Peninsula. Russia denies planning an attack, but says it could take unspecified military action if its security demands are not met. Iran, China, and Russia have held their third joint naval drills in the northern Indian Ocean. Navies from Iran's armed forces and Revolutionary Guards are taking part in the 2022 Marine Security Belt exercise over an area of 17,000 square kilometers. The drills will include various tactical exercises such as rescuing a burning vessel, releasing a hijacked vessel, and shooting at air targets at night. The three countries started joint naval drills in 2019 in the Indian Ocean and the Sea of Oman area. Authorities in Ghana have begun to remove the debris left by an explosion that killed at least 17 people and injured dozens. Dozens of houses and buildings were reduced to rubble when a vehicle carrying mining explosives blew up after colliding with a motorcycle in western Ghana. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition in Yemen that reportedly killed at least 70 people in a detention center in the Houthi-held Sada province. A Reuters witness said several people, including African migrants, died in the attack. Guterres' spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, said further deadly airstrikes had been reported elsewhere in Yemen, with children among those killed. Save the Children said in a statement that three children were reportedly killed in the western city of Hodeidah. The Saudi-led military coalition has been fighting the Iran-aligned Houthi group in Yemen since 2015. The coalition said the report of dozens of deaths would be investigated using an internationally approved independent process. Thich Nhat Hanh, the revered Zen Buddhist monk who helped spread the practice of mindfulness in the West and socially engaged Buddhism in the East, has died. He was 95, born in 1926, and ordained at age 16. Nhat Hanh distilled Buddhist teachings on compassion and suffering into easily grasped guidance over a lifetime dedicated to working for peace. In talks and retreats around the world, he introduced Zen Buddhism at its essence as peace through compassionate listening. Still and steadfast in his brown robes, he exuded an air of watchful, amused calm, sometimes sharing a stage with the somewhat livelier Tibetan Buddhist leader, the Dalai Lama. The Omicron surge this winter has swamped U.S. hospitals with record numbers of patients with COVID-19. But it has also caused frightening moments and major headaches for people trying to get treatment for other ailments. Less urgent procedures have been put on hold around the country, from cochlear implant surgeries to steroid injections for rheumatoid arthritis. And people with all sorts of medical complaints have had to wait in emergency rooms for hours longer than usual. Government and business leaders have urged cooperation on the world's biggest issues, climate change, the coronavirus pandemic, and the economic recovery at the World's Economic Forum's virtual gathering. Speeches and discussions from the likes of Chinese President Xi Jinping and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres moved online this week after COVID-19 concerns delayed the forum's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our website. That's voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.